Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:12 now. Don't forget, you got to spring forward on Tuesday night. Tuesday, what is wrong with me? Saturday night, Sunday morning at 2 a.m. It'd be different if they did it on Tuesday, I'll tell you that. You talk about people complain, but our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, do you like daylight saving time? Do you like standard time as it comes, as the results are now showing at WWL.com? 100% are saying daylight saving time. Every 6 months or so, I have this discussion, which is, I've heard farmers, I've read things from farmers, articles that have said it affects the way their cows eat and give milk. And a thing I've never been able to understand for nigh 10 years now is I have never seen a cow wearing a watch. So how would they know if it's a different time? To them, it's all about the sun coming up, I would presume. And the sun going down, right? And it being nighttime. So I don't know if you can explain that. I'd like to hear from you, because, or maybe you've seen a bovine wearing a wrist watch. I don't know. So we're going to start talking about census here. And I'm going to take a second to explain it to you. You can start loading up the phone lines here at 260-1870. And basically the question is, should illegals count as it relates, or should they be able to ask the question whether or not somebody is a legal citizen of the country? And if they're not, this is very important because it comes to electoral votes, it comes to amount of aid the state gets, and it comes to districting in terms of how many representatives they get and at the expense of whom. Maybe California winds up with more if you got more illegals in the state than does Louisiana. So as it stands now, you cannot ask whether or not you're a legal alien or a legal citizen on the census form, because they're afraid that people are not going to want to answer, because then they're going to be deported, and as a result, they will be underestimated, and we won't have a real take, I guess it is, on how many people are in the country. But that, to me, makes no sense, because if you don't know, then how do you know how many are here or not? There's a deal in the works. Now, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear this year, or around April, I think, which is not that far away, but they got a deal where the Department of Homeland Security is going to give the Census Bureau information about non-citizens, including their immigration status, which some people are saying is an end around the census. But it's been done before in World War II, and that led to the internment of the Japanese, most of whom are U.S. citizens. It also led, it happened with Arabs in the country after 9/11. So here's my question to you. Do you want the country to be able to count how many illegal aliens are in the country illegally? Because if they're not in the country legally, why would it matter when it comes to aid to the state, when it comes to districts, congressional districts, when it comes to electoral votes or not? Because basically what you're doing then is you're allowing illegals to vote in the election, right? So let me know what you think. 260-1870. Do you want the census to be able to ask people whether they're in the country legally or not? Because as it stands now, they can't, and the Supreme Court's going to hear it in April. The other thing I want to talk about here, and I think everybody's rattled by this murder in Tarrytown, this horrific murder of the children, this guy with a hammer. He's a habitual offender, but nothing violent like this in his background. So we talk about warehousing of criminals, and I just wonder what failed here, because he was in jail a lot, but he got off pretty easy. But then, because they were nonviolent crimes, but then when we hear about something like this, maybe if he had stayed in jail more, he'd have learned his lesson. And the other thing I'll ask you is this: when it comes to capital punishment, and this is a capital crime, make no mistake about it, it's death penalty eligible. Even if you are against the death penalty, does this make you change your mind? And it does me, because normally I think that living your life in prison is worse than just having a needle shoved in your arm and having it ended. But in this case, I think this piece of garbage would flourish in prison. They know he did it. He confessed to it. They know, everybody knows, he is the right guy. So therefore, I say he should be executed. Now, if you disagree with that or agree, I'd love to hear from you at 260-1870 to Donna. Hey, Donna, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning. I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Quite welcome.
Adamant about this. I feel like the census should be able to say whether the person is here legally or illegally. They do the census for several reasons, but one of them is for redistricting, mm-hmm. The voting areas. Well, if they just put these people there that are illegal to vote, it's crazy.
I think it is too.
They need to be counted as illegal.
Some people are saying
they get more money for those areas for the more people they have. Well, those illegals should not be getting my tax dollars.
So you're saying definitely count them.
I definitely would count them and make sure that they would, and make them show papers if they're illegal.
Donnie,
if they're claiming they're legal, they ought to be. They need to show identification.
You heard about these horrific murders in Tarrytown, right? Children beaten to death with a hammer. This guy waits there for the mother and then beats her with a hammer. Another one is in critical condition. I think he tried to kill everybody, but it didn't happen. Would you have any qualms?
They should be put to death.
Without a doubt.
No doubt.
Are you normally for the death penalty?
It depends on what they've done.
Yeah.
If somebody was doing it in self-defense, I'm not,
But I hear you.
This was horrendous. This person is not even a person in my book.
My two things with the death penalty are, thank you, Don, I'm glad you called. Do we have the right person, and what would be more of a punishment, sending them to jail or executing them? In this case, I think this guy would flourish in jail, spending the rest of his life there in prison. And there's no doubt that this is the right guy. So I would say execute him immediately. And I'm not normally a proponent of the death penalty, but in this case, I'd make an exception. What about you? 260-1870, you got to be emotionally moved by this horrific murder with a hammer. And give me a call. Let me know what you think. 620, traffic now, WWL. 623, Tommy Tucker, WWL. One thing that's going on with this citizenship thing and the census is they got a deal going on working between the Customs Department and Homeland Security where they're going to furnish Customs to Homeland Security this alien number thing. And what that is for immigrants that have entered the country or are not permanent immigrants but are here working. I think the good thing about this is it would allow the Trump administration, although people are afraid of this, to find people that have overstayed their visas, which to me is where a large number of the people that are in this country illegally, where that stems from. The other thing is this Tarrytown murderer with the hammer and the children, and I don't want to go into the grisly details, but to me there is no doubt that there should be no plea to take the death penalty off the table. This guy should be executed as quickly as possible. What do you think? And if you're against capital punishment, I'd love to hear your call at 260-1870. Anonymously, if you like, this is number one who's calling anonymously. Good morning. You're on WWL.
Hi, I'm number one.
Hey, number one.
I'm calling. I am completely against the death penalty. But in this case, I absolutely think he deserves it. Innocent children sleeping in bed. That is the most horrific thing in all my 44 years I've ever heard. That is horrible.
So what changes your mind on this? I'm sorry, the nature of the crime changes your mind on this?
How anybody could do it. I mean, this is just the nature. They're children. They can't even defend themselves. I mean, they didn't even have a chance to run. That is horrible. I mean, I don't know,
The only thing I hope. Even if, go ahead, number one, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
This has been on my mind all morning, and when you said it on the radio...
No, I want to hear it. Take your time. I want to hear everything you got to say. You got 5 minutes, number one. Go ahead.
I had to speak up. I heard you on the radio this morning. It's been on my mind, and here we are in a peaceful time of Lent to reflect on how lucky we are to be alive, that we were saved and forgiven for our sins, and this man killed these innocent children and people. I mean, it's just horrible. They didn't even have a chance. That was terrible.
In terms of capital punishment and your belief, because you said Lent, I'm guessing you're a Christian, maybe a Catholic?
Yes.
So in this case, you disagree with the church, like I do. You're saying...
I do.
No, yeah, I agree. Thank you, number one. I'm glad you called. Crescenzio, hi, you're on WWL in Destrehan. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How you doing?
I'm okay. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, like your previous caller, I don't believe in the death penalty because I do believe in some cases some innocent people might have been put to death. But in this actual case here, those poor children as well as the mother didn't have a chance. And when you commit a crime as horrible as this, I believe, just like what he did with those children, you forfeit your right to live. I just don't believe you should be allowed to stay in prison until whatever that time is when you brutally killed people with a hammer. That's just unbelievable. And it's unacceptable. I mean, we get to the point to where we're like savages. So therefore, some things need to be brought forth to where other people know it's not acceptable. And this would happen to you if you pull off something like this.
Yeah, I think I said earlier it was two things, but I think I look at it as three things when it comes to death penalty. First of all, and most importantly, like you said, do you have the right person? Because if you don't, you can't take that back, right? Secondly,
right.
Would this person be punished more by the death penalty or being sent to prison for life? And I think this guy would flourish in prison, given his history with the criminal justice system so far. So I think the second thing is that the stiffer punishment, the worst punishment for him would be the death penalty. And then thirdly, yeah. I was thinking in terms of deterrent. I don't know that this would necessarily deter anybody from doing anything like this because you're so evil, so twisted that I don't think anything makes sense to you at all. I don't mean insane because he hid the hammer.
Right.
So that insanity
right.
plea is off the table because he knew what he did was wrong. But
right.
I'm with you. I don't know how anybody could make a case against the death penalty here. But if you can, I'm not going to argue with you. I'd love to hear from you at 260-1870. The other thing I wanted to ask you, Crescenzio, and I meant to ask the previous caller, when it comes to the census, is that a big deal for you, whether or not we have on the form a question that asks somebody, are you legal in this country or are you not?
Not a big deal, and I'm going to tell you why. I work in a construction area, and I believe a lot of people that I work around are really not legal. But because of what we're doing and the production that needed to be done, they needed bodies. So they brought in a bunch of people to be able to get the job done. Now, whether that's right or wrong, they're trying to make money for their family. I'm trying to make money for my family. So a lot of times, it gets blurred. It's cool on one sense if somebody hire illegal to be able to get their product out and to get things done for them to make money, but then it's not good if I might be doing it for the same cause. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, one thing I wanted to ask you, are they hiring illegals because they can't get Americans to take the job, or are the illegals taking the jobs of Americans because they'll do it cheaper?
No, it's not that. They've been paying the same thing. As far as that, I'm just saying that maybe in the construction business, that's not really for everybody. Working 12 to 14 hours a day every day, a lot of people just can't do that, whether they're American or they're illegal or whatever the case may be.
Gotcha. Thank you.
It's just hard.
I'm glad you called, Crescenzio. Somebody texted in and said, the white man Chris Watts got life in prison for killing his pregnant wife and two daughters, so don't look for the death penalty in this case either. Unless the race card is played, like you hypocrites are doing right now, it's the reason I stop listening, so bye. I mean this with all due respect. Whoever texted this in from the 504 area code, you, madam or sir, are a jackass. I hate to say that, but nobody said anything about race in this. The victims were black. The perpetrator was black. They were beaten to death with a hammer. Colorado law. I don't even know if they have the death penalty, but in exchange for a plea, he did not get the death penalty, I think is what it was, in exchange for telling them where the bodies were, etc. He confessed to it. Well, in this case, he confessed to it, too. I guess that's Colorado's business. I'd have given him the death penalty, too, because there's a story now that the kid's last words to him, and I don't mean to get graphic here in the morning, but he said he wakes up before he goes to bed every night, he hears his kid's voice saying, "Daddy, please don't." So I'd have given him the death penalty, too. But for you to say this is racist, I think you've lost your mind. With all due respect, you're a jackass. 6:30 time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Chris Miller. 6:43, when I heard about this Terrytown killing, it reminded me instantly murders of something that happened on Holy Saturday in 2009. And a caller earlier was talking about Lent and so forth. Someone looked it up, and this guy had also killed a 23-month-old in addition to some other people. And what happened a couple of days ago was on West Monterey Court, and that killing happened on East Monterey Court. So I knew something reminded me of it, but, you know, this guy didn't get the death penalty. He killed a 23-month-old. In this case, I think this is a clear death penalty case. I think that one was as well. 260-1870, do you think this Terrytown murderer should be? And look, I cut the other guy off. I don't want graphic details here. We all know what happened. There's no need to go through it. But I do think it is a death penalty eligible case. I know it costs more to implement the death penalty than it does life imprisonment. In this case, I don't care. Uptown Ruler, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, man, this man should be executed today.
Yep, right there with you.
Yesterday. He should have been executed yesterday. I have no sympathy for people that kill kids. No sympathy, and especially when they are sleeping.
Yep.
I mean, it just makes me so mad. I mean, I want to get the guy myself. The guy is lower than scum. He's got to be lower than scum to do something like that and to kill the mother. He is lower than scum.
So he waits for 2 hours to kill the mother. He does that. He disposes of the weapon. He tries to hide it. So he's not insane. He knows he did the wrong thing, even though he was high on whatever, which is no excuse at all. And I don't, look, Uptown Ruler, I know you can't just have simple policies because inevitably they lead to people abusing him, this, that, the other thing. But in this case, or a case like this, the guy confessed. You got the murder weapon. You got him linked to it. There's no doubt in the world that he did this. And it just seems kind of foolish to go through arraignment, to go through due process. And again, I understand that you can't just waive that or do away with it because it can be abused. But man, I'm with you. This guy, I don't know what needs to be done other than.
And they say he's high. Look, they say he was high on crack, right?
Doesn't matter.
Well,
it's no defense.
It doesn't matter.
Yep.
I tell you what, give him some crack and then execute him. That'll be his punishment.
Gotcha. Thank you, Uptown Ruler. Are you normally in favor of the death penalty or not? Uptown Ruler hung up. Phone lines are open, 260-1870. So the guy, we all know by now, he kills children while they're sleeping. The only thing I hope is that these angels woke up in a better place and didn't even know what happened. But I don't understand why anybody would say this person should not be executed. And if you disagree, I'd love to hear from you. Somebody does. It texted in. They said, "You are a hypocrite. What would Jesus do?" And that's an interesting thing because that got me thinking, would I have the guts to disagree with Jesus or to argue with Jesus? And in this case, and I'm probably going to hell with this, but I really would probably say, "Well, Jesus, hang on a second now. Let me just ask you about this. Let me just run this by you." And I'm not trying to be sacrilegious. I just could not understand how you're supposed to turn the other cheek and forgive this. How can you do that? And I don't think Jesus ever said, let people murder the kids or anything like that. I think Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. So I'm not so sure that Jesus would be against this guy getting capital punishment. And again, I don't pretend to speak for Jesus. But I'm just wondering what you think, 260-1870. James in Houma, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Great, good morning. Two comments. The first one is when the reporters Wednesday were asking Sheriff LaPinto questions, we had some crazy reporter in the background ask us, crazily, how gruesome was it? That was a stupid question from a reporter.
Yeah.
But my main thing is, yes, I'm for the death penalty. We roll it on too long, though. Here you got an absolute case of it. There's no redemption for this person. You know, people like this. It's time to get rid of them. It's costing us too much by tax dollars.
It's going to cost more. And that's unfortunately that's the way it is, James, but it's true. It's going to cost more to execute this guy than it is to keep him behind bars. But in this case, I don't care. Spend the money.
Yeah, I just don't want him on the street against some people like this.
Are you a Christian?
I don't want him. Yes, sir.
How do you, what do you say?
I just don't know how to balance it. You know, you have to believe in something, but that old adage, eye for an eye, you got to do something about it.
Yeah, I know some people are disagreeing, saying Jesus would not agree with this. And again, I'm not pretending to speak with Jesus, but I think I'd have to ask him, Lord, explain this to me, because I don't know how this guy got any right to live. Jesse and Gretna, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I think that the death penalty is underused and that incarceration in general is overused. And this is definitely a clear-cut death penalty case. And I just wish that there was, like, I guess you could say, an express lane to the death penalty, where, you know, in a case like this, like you brought up, where if there's, you know, solid evidence, the guy's confessed the whole nine yards, why go through the whole, you know, 10, 15, 20-year process to, you know, give this guy what he deserves? Why not just save everybody in society time and be done with it?
You know he's not insane, because the standard for insanity is if you know it was right or wrong when you did it. And the fact that he hid that hammer, knows, and ran away, he knows that what he did was wrong. So, man, I got to tell you, I don't know how anybody could argue against the death penalty, even citing Jesus. Thank you, Jesse. I'm glad you called. But if you want to, I'm not going to argue with you. I just want you to maybe point out something that I'm missing here. 6:50, 10 till 7. Traffic now, WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.